Okay, we're gonna have to start tonight. Now, give him a lemon olive. Sweet, you missed a very nice, see him. Sorry, you couldn't make it.
And that four-little word called work.
It's overrated. Nestaivatainim. So we're talking about figs that ripen late. So we're saying that they're right. We said that the late things, the things that are not good quality, they're assuming that they're all included in the kalon shavat demai, and they're usually hefker, right? But now this guy's got an interesting situation. I mean, this person has an interesting situation because he's watching his field because there's still grapes, so he's got some figs that are late. That are in the field, but he's watching the field, but he's not watching it because of the figs. He's watching it because of the grapes. Or anovim, he's got grapes that ripen late. V'hum ashamas neim liayark, and he's watching the field because of the vegetables that are still growing. So, what's the rule? How do you know? Is it considered shomer and mela? It's high of in trumas and maizras, or do you say no? It's still hefker. So the Rishonim paskins. Like this, im nifnas hu hapoyel. If the worker should go into the field and when he's in the field, he's working on the grapes. Let's say the first case where you had figs and you have the grapes are in process. So if the worker's working the grapes and he decides to reach over to take a fig and the bias screams at him, what are you doing? That's not the din. You know, the din is by, when you work on someone's field, you can take from the min that you're working in, but you can't take from a different min. So if he yells at him, so then you know it's him, Baba Ismach, but Allah, that's Asuras Mishum Gezel, and that's how you determine it.
Why is he Machbid on those? Why doesn't he just let him take those and not eat the more valuable?
Kasha from Isa, there's probably a lot less of those, right? He probably has something in mind to do with those, yeah.
But the whole purpose of this is just basically to counter the hefker argument.
Mm-hmm. It's to know whether it's hefker. Yeah, so you know it's hefker if he's watching it. Mm-hmm. All right. Ula by Yishmael b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, nifesu leichel b'misu yofi. So you had Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda going into a field, an orchard, and there were some late ripening figs over there. And they started eating it because it's normally hefker. But Tzomach Bein HaShomer, and the watchman starts screaming at them, what are you doing? What are you eating over here? Umashak Rabbi Yosef Behuda said, he stopped eating. Rabbi Yosef Behuda stopped eating. Amalei Rabbi, Rabbi said to Rabbi Yosef Behuda, what are you talking about? Don't worry about it. Echol, you can keep eating. Farnes Yashua HaBailam Ahim. The Bailam already get, we're Miyayish. You don't have to worry any about this this watchman screaming at you. Keep eating. Rabbi Yerkin and Boyce, Rabbi Yerkin said, what's going on? Savachvat Amar Hachain. The watchman's screaming, and you're saying this, that the owner made it hefker. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Why would the watchman be
there? Why would the watchman be there? Why would the watchman might be there for some other purpose?
It could be like a case we just had, where the watchman's there for something else, and he might think that while he's there, you know, he's just saving the owner from somebody taking the figs.
Yeah. The footnotes mention that we're talking about, in footnote 6, it mentions that we're talking about a location where they already had put away the knives, what they used to cut down the figs, which we said was the way you knew that it was time to, it was mutter to go collect the stuff, that everything had been done already. So normally it would be hefker, and then he brings down the what's the svar of Rebbe? Why does Rebbe hold that you can take it, even though there seems to be an objection? So he says, "Botla daito esel kol adam." This person, his das is botla, which is a very interesting svar to use over here. Like normally, for instance, let's take some other examples. Bittel das, right? Midas Sodom, that's a perfect example. So we say Zen Anavazelo Chaser. So it's Midas Sodom for you to be Makbid, for me to walk through your field, for instance, as a shortcut. Let's say there's no hezekiah, and I'm not, there's nothing growing, there's no, and it doesn't cost you anything. And, you know, it's just midas adam. What do you care if I walk through? But we say, but if he's makbid, if he says, I don't care that it's midas adam, I'm makbid. So the rule is, you have a right to be makbid. So sometimes you don't say, well, in spite of your being makbid, your das is bottle. So it's very interesting here. Rebbe holds his das is bottle means he has no rights. I was thinking about it in terms of modern day law. So if you hold dina mochus adina, America doesn't have such a concept of bottle. That's also karam. I don't think. I would think that the law would be that if someone is makbid on something, that they have a right to be makbid on anything, I guess. And you don't say bottle dati, everybody has their own rights. So I don't know how this would work out in modern day. But halakhically, that's what he held.
So what's he saying then, according to the way Rebbe is learning it, what's the purpose of the Shomer?
We said the Shomer is there for a different purpose.
Totally stuck on something else, and therefore it's not because this, so we have no...
Yeah, in fact, some people say that the Shomer, the question is whether the Shomer has any rights to raise the objection. He's right. Not, he's not the owner, so therefore it could be that he's not empowered.
He's saying not. He's saying he's only there for job A, not job B.
Yeah.
So there may be more than one type of food.
I mean, it's a kasha for mice, really. Okay, so that was Rabbi Yochanan's question. So I thought, Amar Ken, he's screaming not to take it, and you're still allowing it. Amar Yochanan also my kasha. He's asking good. Rabbi Yochanan is asking a good kasha. So. The figs should have been forbidden. He's kind of like agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan against Rebbe. So the Gemara says, "Hamas niso pliga." The Gemara says that the Mishnah contradicts. This Mishnah is Maisus, I think. It's 8, Maisus 3, 4. Right? So that contradicts Rabbi Yochanan. What does it say? It talks about different kinds of herbs. Sia, Ezo, Koranis. So if you have these herbs which normally grow wild, so they happen to be at Bechatzar, if they're in the backyard, they're in the courtyard. So if the courtyard is an enclosed area which is guarded, then chayavim, they're obligated in maisers. Habigino, but if it would be in a vegetable garden, which is a little bit more open, and also you have specific plants there that you planted there, that you you have your tomato plants and you have your cucumbers, you have your watermelons, you have your typical garden stuff there. And there happen to be some herbs growing there, which were probably growing wild, right? It's wind generated from seeds in the wind. So they're putter because they're of little value, even if the garden is protected. That's the idea. So the garden is protected, so it's similar to this orchard. So Rebbe said like this, right? He says, Rebbe's case where the late ripening figs were growing in a field, which he says is analogous to a vegetable garden, right? So the soda is like the gino, right? So then it should have been hefker, like Rebbe said, because even if you objected, then you said you don't want them to take from the vegetable garden, you can take it anyway, because it's bottle dactyl etzokolonum. So that's the response to Rabbi Yochanan's question. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan was asking on Rebbe why, if the guy is being moicha, so how are you still allowed to take it? The answer is that there's a Mishnah that says explicitly that if it's in a garden, that it's mutter. So the Gemara says Taman. Now the Gemara defends Rabbi Yochanan by like making a chilik between that Mishnah and Maisras and the case of Rebbe. Why? Because in the case of Maisras, Yachulai Malai, you could say to the person, these herbs are all over the place. But over here in this fig orchard, so you could say, I have this single basket full of produce here available. It's limited, and therefore maybe I'm keeping it for a gift basket to give, you know, like a lot of gifts which don't have any value. Okay. Vinovlos HaTamara, I couldn't help it. Novlos HaTamar. Now, the Mishnah says, date palm Novlos. So we said that's the pshat is either that it blows off in the wind, or whatever the pshat is. They're also considered what? Kalan Shabbat Mai, right? So Kenei, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, HaNovlos HaNim Kars Im HaTamar. Harei Elu Chayavas. You should regard the word it's changed from Turis to Chayavas. That if you have it, if these are kind of like, we'll call them poor quality dates, are sold together in a bunch with regular dates, so then they will take on the halacha together with the other dates, and they'll become chayev, because you're obviously maksha them, right?
We say that when somebody sells something, you have to expect to get a little bit of, I guess, solace or something like that. You buy a certain amount of wheat. So why wouldn't it be the same thing here?
It's sold by the pound. So if you have you have 5 pounds of date mix here, you're paying 5 pounds of date mix, and it includes...
Right, and you get some of the lousy ones also.
You'll get some lousy ones as well, but normally, let me tell you that you have to go out of your way to put lousy ones in there. When we usually say, you expect some rot together with the good stuff, that's when you're just selling the main food. But when you're mixing in other stuff, you're doing that on purpose. That we don't accept. We don't allow. Remember, the rule is over there. If you sorted it out, you can't put it back together. You have to leave it separate. Mashte kupas zubitsadzu. So Gemara asked a question on 3b. What if you have two containers? So you could have a container of regular dates and a container of these novlos. So you could have them one zubitsadzu. The two containers are one next to the other. Ozu algabizu, or one on top of the other. In other words, on top of each other, I guess it looks more like they're together, one package, and one side by side, maybe. They're not like one package. The Yerushalmi is considering, is there a difference or not? And the Yerushalmi says, lo shanya. No, there's no difference. That's no difference. He's zu b'tzad zu, he's zu algabizu. Either way, the novlos are separate, and they're putter from... That's not considered being sold together. The statement that we said before, that if they're sold together, that they're chayev, that's talking about kianan kayomim b'mu'uravos. They're actually mixed up together. It's not in separate containers. So that's the only time Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda would say that novlos that are sold with ordinary dates are chayev and meisers. So the Gemara then asks another question. Kishe hitilu sa'ar. Question is whether it swells like sourdough. In other words, sourdough, the as you remember from Sochem, the way you tell that something became chametz is when you look at the dough and the dough has developed cracks, right? That's the Gemara. So cracks in a date is also, that's a sign that it's beginning to become ripe and sweet, right? So the Gemara is asking, is it kishei tulsar? Is Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda's din that novlos are chayev and meisers only where they've gotten to a state where they are cracking open, so to speak, or b'shalo hitilasor, or maybe even in a case where they have not swelled. So the Gemara says, Rabbanu Amar b'shehitilasor k'anan k'ayim. We're talking about where it started to crack. So the Gemara asks them, shehitilasor, if they cracked, and they asked you chayavos. Then if you sell them separate, they should be chayev because they already have a hashivas by themselves. So why would you have to have it only mixed in order to be chayev? So less yafil, you can't say that if they're sold by themselves that you would be chayev in meiser. Stam Rabbi Yerkanan said, they should rove haminu ha'ilu in a bundle and a hafker. As we said before, Rabbi Yerkanan, in his discussion with Rish Lakish, he said that the kalan shabbat demai are potter because we assume they're hefker. So if they were hefker, who cares if it became cracked later on? They were hefker from the get-go. So even though eventually they may become cracked and they may become a little bit sweeter, it doesn't make a difference. That's why they're enumerated in the Mishnah as being what? As being for the kalan shavu demai. Okay? So what we're coming out right now is we're saying now that it's only that if they're mixed together, then they will be chayiv, and that will be true if they are cracked. If they wouldn't be cracked and they're mixed together, it sounds like they would not be chayiv. That's what it sounds like so far, I guess. And Rav Chanina says, the next Gemara says, so this first shita was Rav Mona. Okay, let's keep in mind the names here. So the first one was Rav Mona that we just said. One more time, Rav Mona holds, if it's mixed together, it will be chayiv to take Truas and Mises from the Noblos, but it has to be that they are cracked, that they're like so are, that they've reached a certain stage of edibility, whatever the word is. Now Rav Chanina disagrees with him. He says, no, but Shalohi Tilasar Nakim. We're talking about even where they have not started to crack open. So the Gemara says, "Im shalohi tilos ark and I come if they're not, if they're like hard, I feel but moravus yuhu muvturus. Then why would Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say that if they're mixed together with the regular dates that they would be chayiv and miserus? They're not really that edible. They're not really at the stage of where you become really chayiv and miserus. Lest you feel you can't generalize. Why the Tony Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Mishum Aviv." Eshkol Shabikir Bar Garga Yechidi. If you have a cluster of grapes where one single grape has ripened, it's called the. Remember, we have the terminology in Masechta Maaser called Oinas HaMaaser, right? The time that something becomes at a certain stage of development, it's the time that it becomes chayiv and maaser. So if one grape in a cluster has reached that stage, so in the footnote, I think it's over here. It's not here. It's on the next page. It's going to say, we're going to see it in a second. Kulo kibul ha-maisrus, all of it is chayiv and maisrus. In other words, it's even though you have many other grapes that don't have the simen, but if as long as you have one grape in the cluster that has the simen of Aynes maisrus, the whole cluster becomes chayiv. In footnote 14, it says, it is an agricultural phenomena that all grapes or dates in a cluster ripen at a similar rate. So therefore, if one of the fruits in the cluster shows signs of reaching that oina, it's presumed that they all have developed to that point. And therefore, even though the other fruits don't have those visible signs, nonetheless, they become chayiv in maaser. So let's just look again at what we were saying. So we said, les yochil. You can't generalize that fruit is pater from miser unless it's cracked open, because if one date has cracked open in a group of dates that have not cracked open, it would become chayiv subject to miser based on this rule, that if one has become, then the rest will also get schlepped along. Reb Yosef Rabon Amar, Reb Zeira, Reb Hila, so he reported, so again, we have, just remember the two names, right? The first one was Rav Mona, and the second one was Rav Chanina. Rav Mona said that it had to be cracked. Rav Chanina said even if it wasn't cracked. So we had a story here with Rabbi Yosef Rav Yabamun saying that Rav Zeira and Rabbi Hila, Chad Amar Kohadein, one said like Rav Mona, Chad Amar Kohadein, and one said like Rav Chanina. It doesn't add very much to the conversation, just that they disagreed and that other people agreed with them. Okay. Now that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is the one that said that if you mix it together, that you're chayiv and maaser. The Chachamim say lo kedivrei zev, lo kedivrei zev, meaning not like Rav Noam, like Rav Chanina, ella es shehetilu so'ar chayavus, es shalohi tiru so'ar paturus. That if it's swelled, then they're subject to maaser, even if they're sold by themselves. And if they're not swelled, then they're not chayiv and maaser, even if they're sold in a mixture. So it's like that's a they argue on Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda said that if you sell it together, you're chayiv and maaser. And we had a separate machlokes whether that was only if they were cracked or even if they were not cracked. The Chachamim hold that it doesn't matter. This whole business of mixing doesn't make any difference. Main thing is it cracked? Is it not cracked? If it's cracked, you're chayiv and maaser. Even by itself, if it's not cracked, it's potter even if it's with a tarubas of other dates.
But they don't hold with that agricultural cloud that they all.
Good question. I don't know that they don't hold from that. They perhaps could hold like that. I mean, they're just saying a ruling.
The simon,
they're not really discussing that particular prat. They're just discussing what is the general rule. I don't know if they're going to disagree with that. Yeah. He brings it down over here. As stated in the Mishnah cited above, in the 17 rights column, second paragraph.
That's only because
ordinarily, once a single fruit in the cluster has swelled, the entire cluster is deemed to have reached the tithing stage. As the Gemara stated above, when there's a nevelos, we assume that only swells. No, but over here it seems to say that. Yeah. Okay.
So why are these things insignificant? You can't sell them. They're not. They can't sell for much.
They're insignificant because they're generally not edible. You know,
somebody's going to buy. He's selling them, right?
Right.
But
it would be like, you know, you go into 7 Mile and they have, you know, the ends of the locks, you know, in a plastic container. I mean, I bought it once. I bought that once. What's that?
It's not Michael Behemoth.
No. It's not Michael Behemoth. You have good quality. Why would you buy that? You know, it doesn't make sense to buy it. Okay, ha-gufnin. So it said in the Mishnah the word gufnin, shumira. So the Gemara says that this is fennel. That's the way he translates it. I looked up just before I came here. I did a Google search on fennel because I had no idea what it looks like. Fennel. You're familiar with fennel? What's that? There's a bulb on the bottom which looks like celery, but it's got a large bulb on the bottom. Now the large bulb on the bottom, it said, what do you do with fennel? So it says that the large bulb on the bottom is the main fruit of it, the main peri of it, and they would take it and it tastes like licorice. It says over there, and it also says that if you cook it, it becomes even sweeter. You cook it, and if you make it with onions, it's even sweeter, and it becomes sweeter. So hold on a sec. Now, if that's what fennel is, if according to the Weber Rebbe, that fennel is sweet when you cook it, mm-hmm. We're going to read the Gemara now, and it's going to be very difficult.
Which Rebbe?
The Weber Rebbe.
Reb.
I don't know, however you pronounce it. Everybody has a different way of referring to the Rebbe. Ma ben Yehuda ben Gola. What's the law of fennel? Is it in Yehuda and in Golel, or only in Galilee? In Ma de Moslem le Masal Beglilos. The Gemara is evident from the Moshel that said in the Galilee regarding fennel. What does it say? Now we're on Dal Amud Aleph. Shumira. Which was the way we referred to it before, remember? What's Gufnin and Shumira? And Shumira we translated was fennel. Now, Shumira is a concatenation of two words. Shamar Mara. It's bitter like gall. All right? Min Masalachim Tivlaya. Who associated you with spices? That's the adage which was in Galilee, which means that it's bitter. That's very much not like what it says on my webpage. Hada Amra Begolo Potter. Anyway, Bekitzer, it says that fennel is going to obviously be Potter. And be Yehuda Chayiv, you'll be Chayiv in Yehuda.
That's the one that you're referring.
That must be the one, yeah.
Definition again, Novlos is obvious.
Novlos are either they're wind-blown or they're sun-dried.
Let's go eat some fennel.
Okay. Thank you again to everybody. Thanks to the sponsor and the clean item from there.